The Biscuit Tin Murders, a Maple Creek Mystery, written by Claire R. Underwood, narrated by Claire R. Underwood. Thank you for listening. The book begins now. Chapter 1. The Last Biscuit Delivery. The bell above the bakery door hadn't jingled in 20 minutes, which meant Lily was either elbow deep in buttercream or hiding in the walk-in again. I wiped flour from my glasses with the least sticky corner of my apron and called toward the back. If those snickerdoodles aren't boxed in 5 minutes, I'm telling Mrs. I. Have luck. You ate the last of her lemon bars. You wouldn't. Lily's head appeared around the doorframe, one braid already escaping its twine. A smudge of cinnamon traced her jawline like war paint. She'd boycott us. You'd lose the PTA crowd. And you'd lose your tip money for those oil pastels you've been eyeing. I slid a fresh tray of maple shortbread from the cooling rack. The scent of brown butter and amber syrup rising around us. Priorities, Sweet Pea. She emerged fully, carrying a tower of white boxes that tilted dangerously left. Muriel Pettigrew ordered 4 dozen. 4 dozen, Aunt Cora. That's not a festival order, that's a siege. Muriel's hosting half the out-of-town vendors at that bed and breakfast of hers. They need breakfast. I snapped a lid onto the shortbread box and reached for the spool of bakery twine we used for special deliveries. What did she mean by truth biscuits? Lily set the boxes on the counter and began nesting them into a canvas tote. Her fingers found the locket at her throat, worrying the clasp like she always did when Muriel's name came up. It's some old maple festival thing. You're supposed to bake a biscuit with a question tucked inside, and whoever bites into it has to answer honestly. Muriel said she wanted proper ones, not the fortune cookie nonsense. I frowned. The tradition was real enough. My grandmother had mentioned it once, back when the festival was 3 card tables and a hay bale. But Muriel Pettigrew treating anything as proper was a red flag. Muriel treated secrets the way my regulars treated my pecan sticky buns. Something to be collected, hoarded, and consumed with indecent pleasure. She paid in advance, Lily added, as if that settled things. Cash. Maggie already deposited it. At the mention of my sister, I felt a familiar tightening behind my ribs. Maggie had been at the bank 3 times this week, always with the same pinched expression she wore when she thought I wasn't looking. The bakery's ledger sat in the office, numbers I'd been avoiding. Right. I tied the twine in a bow and tucked the receipt beneath the knot. You take the van, straight to the inn and straight back. Don't let her keep you chatting. I'm not 12. No, but you're polite to a fault and Muriel knows it. I handed her the tote. If she asks about your mother, you're allowed to say no comment. Lily snorted, but her shoulders dropped 1/2 inch. Can I say it like I'm on a cop show? I'd expect nothing less. The bell jingled. I looked up expecting Mrs. Ode, Havelock, or perhaps Sam with his usual mid-morning coffee order. But the man who ducked through the door was taller and significantly better pressed. Mayor Owen Bartlett's smile arrived before he did. All veneers and practice warmth. His silver hair caught the bakery's yellow light like a campaign ad. The maple leaf pin on his lapel was polished to a high shine. Real enamel, not the stamped metal the festival committee sold at the welcome booth. Cora Winslow. He spread his hands as if presenting me to an invisible audience. The heart of Maple Creek as always. Is that brown butter I smell? Good nose, Mayor. I didn't return the smile. Exactly, but I let my expression settle somewhere north of neutral. Owen had been a fixture of my childhood. He'd handed me my first 4-H ribbon at the county fair. But something about him in recent years felt over-calibrated. Like a radio station just slightly off frequency. What can we do for you? 2 things. He approached the counter and tapped a manicured finger on the glass case. First, the festival committee needs a bakery sponsor for the pancake breakfast. I told them only the biscuit tin would do. Flattering. Accurate. His gaze slid toward Lily, who was busying herself with the tote bag's straps. And second, I need 12 jars of your raspberry jalapeno jam. Patricia's hosting the trustee's luncheon, and she's decided my contribution should be edible for once. I pulled an order pad from my apron pocket. When do you need them? Friday. He paused, and something flickered behind his eyes. A hesitation I wouldn't have caught if I hadn't been watching his reflection in the pastry case. Muriel Pettigrew's handling the guest list for the luncheon, actually. She's been thorough. The way he said thorough made it sound like a dental extraction. She's keeping busy, I said. 4 dozen biscuits just this morning. Owen's smile tightened at the corners. Is that so? It wasn't a question. He recovered quickly, smoothing his tie and producing a leather billfold. Put the jam on my account. And Cora, if you need anything during the festival, anything at all, my door's open. He left with his campaign trail stride, and the bakery felt 3 degrees cooler for his absence.